Its access to intelligence and depictions of torture have created a firestorm on Capitol Hill. And today, the source of all that buzz, it's movie theaters.
Nominated for 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, Zero Dark Thirty reunites director Kathryn Bigelow with her Hurt Locker screenwriter Mark Boal. The duo had to rewrite their ending once Bin Laden was killed.
You really believe this story? Osama Bin Laden?
And the film is much better for it, following the point of view of SEAL Team 6 as they storm the infamous compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Move over, Jodie Foster. There's a new heroine orchestrating a night vision climax in the monster's lair. Jessica Chastain gives an Oscar-nominated performance as Maya, a determined CIA agent who starts off timid, then builds enough guts to look Leon Panetta in the eye and say she's the mother you-know-what that found Bin Laden. Her character feels like an on-screen proxy for Bigelow, who layers the film with marvelous tradecraft and symbolic detail, right down to a black cat crossing the screen before a suicide bombing. The last line of dialogue is meant as much for Bigelow as it is for Maya. Where do you go from here? I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving Zero Dark 34 out of 4 stars.
Ooh, can't wait to see that.